Dear friends, welcome to another edition of our favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Tamplana Tonte Davis. But just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyesom-Wike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Greetings to our warm and lovely people of River State, and welcome to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that urbanization is not a positive development if it's not made sustainable. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations World Cities Day, celebrated 31st October every year. The United Nations Agenda for Sustainable Development and Sustainable Development Goal 11, which seeks to make cities inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable, puts sustainable urbanization at the center of the global agenda for development. The United Nations World Cities Day is expected to greatly promote the international community's interest in global urbanization, push forward cooperation among countries in meeting and addressing challenges of urbanization, and contributing to sustainable urban development around the world. Until 2009, more people lived in rural than in urban areas. Today, around 55% of the world's population live in towns and cities, with the level of urbanization projected to reach almost 70% by 2050. Much of the growth in urban populations will take place in Asia and Africa, especially in China, India, and Nigeria, where the fertility rates remain high, according to experts. The 2020 theme of Valuing Our Communities and Cities came to the fore during this COVID-19 era. The impact of COVID-19 has reshaped urban life around the world. Local communities have played a key role in contributing to keeping people safe and supported during the peak of the pandemic. Community activities can no longer be taken for granted or under-resourced. Policymakers and urban managers need to engage communities systematically and strategically in urban planning, implementation, and monitoring to co-create the cities of the future. The recognition of communities' value must be maintained beyond the virus outbreak. In the transition to a new sustainable urban normality, local communities must play an expanded role supporting government stimulus packages for employment creation, delivery of essential services, ensuring a green economic transformation, the provision of adequate shelter and public space, and re-establishment of local value chains. Something similar to this sustainable approach to urbanization has been going on in River State, as we will hear from the guest speaker, and it is for this reason that in October 2017, our governor, His Excellency Chief Ezenwa Nyesom-Wike, won the Global Human Settlements Outstanding Contributions Award, granted at the 12th Global Forum on Human Settlements and supported by the United Nations Environment Programme on the Sustainable Development Goals. Our guest speaker, Mr. Tonte Davis, is a renowned town planner in River State. Please enjoy the episode. Our lovely people of River State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Ihoro anu me kao deja risika undo ba kwekwere US ehenku coronavirus be ehenku ke wehala egumisi ke yogwo hia obokini ha yeme na ohuna yibochira hosono igoru ncha no mini na osomaka ngbenu bobla hosono ikusore okpa aka na aya mani imi ma obo oni ikwa bala okpa ma obo no sansa humasenu ikushimero oni ngbenu bobla richehi no kusama ho obula ikpala maka ngbenu bobla guru mono betega na aka ke buge hiaku tikpata na aka ngbenu bobla ikpala mu ha aka ize kompe agida baduze le lore ekpere ma obo kwa bebeli gabadun ma obi kwa mele kezenu odobiri odobiri ize no hoge sesi kushime imi ma na oni ngbenu bobla ibasiba daka ma obo kwa obagide bagibe ndaha yeme na omaha yevu ehiaku yeko ye wenya ehin bi akun yeko ye zina akpokwa shiririke yeko ye zina enwe ololu ma ehin obugbu ya nuri shopuko nda ha kwesiri ome no bikwa ehin no onode keburoma osenu irijire ruwo menu bobla ribo akpokwa wiri na tamase purisisi menu bobla osenu iwongamini nkarinkare menu bobla osenu inyegare ehin ogo jipata yara nkarinkare bali no kosama mozapa toro menu bobla nda ha kwesiri ome ma huna yeve ehin akuka sukundo ore anu kebokuga ncdc ngring 08097000010 biko hosinu ijila kai ne digbehin isokonye ni obla mobezino ro kevu ehanku coronavirus abekulem ye chigali river state mwai yesum ezenwon wike nihi no bariga no chihala ehanku kebokuga coronavirus na ele river state ndegi arizika ndogba kwekwere usa anumeka o.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on radio, and my name is Town Planner Tonte Joseph Davis. I'll be speaking on the topic World Cities Day 2020. The United Nations General Assembly has designated today, the 31st of October, as World Cities Day by its Resolution 68239. The day is expected to greatly promote communities' interest in global urbanization, push forward cooperation among countries in meeting opportunities and addressing challenges of urbanization towards contributing to sustainable urban development around the world. Urbanization is a process where rural settlements grew to become urban centers. Purely in this context, urbanization provides the potential for new forms of social inclusion, including greater equality, access to services, new opportunities, and engagement and mobilization that reflects the diversity of cities, countries, and the globe. However, urbanization brings about issues of housing, crime, employment, transportation, proliferation of informal settlements, distribution of existing land use, abuse of natural environment, which is mostly responsible for flooding, emission of carbon, ozone, depletion of ozone layer, through climate change, and pressure on our existing infrastructure, and etc. Coming back to the theme of the year 2020, valuing our communities and cities, River State government understand the need to create communities and cities that will not only be inclusive, but will also respond to the challenges of cities, towns, and rural growth. Over time, the city of Port Harcourt has evolved in size, in density, activities, and population. For example, if we go back to when Port Harcourt started in 1912 up to 1915, the population of Port Harcourt as at then was put at 5,000, while the land size as at 1914 records was 15.54 square kilometers. By 1921, the population of Port Harcourt has risen to 15,201. By 1953, the population had grown to over 71,000. While the land size has also grown to over 39,000 square kilometers. Over the decade in 1963, we had about 179 and above population. And by 1991, the population of Port Harcourt had doubled to over 703,000. Today, the population of Port Harcourt is put at over 3 million. The land size has also grown just as the population is growing from 1975, which is about 39 square kilometers, to 2006, to about 462 square kilometers. And by 2012, with the Greater Port Harcourt, the City Development Master Plan, they had grown into over 1,900 square kilometers. We have seen government interventions over time from the colonial era up to date. We have seen the sectorial layout plans that we have prepared. Where we are now, the old GRA, the old township hospital layout, Port Harcourt Township. We saw the recreation layouts. We saw the Dube, my one, my two, and my three, which is the high density layout. And by the 1950s, we saw the GRAs 1 and 2, and then the Oromenike and Oroboom layouts, which is popularly known as D-Line. And by 1970 to 1980, we saw the preparation of master plans for Port Harcourt, Awoda, Degema, Bori, Oyibo, Ibubu, and the rest. As of 1976, in the 1975 master plan, the establishment of the Greater Port Harcourt Metropolitan Authority to implement the Port Harcourt Master Plan of 1975, covering about 24 square kilometers radius from Isaac Boro Park, was established. In 1981 to 1992, we saw the development of the following interventions programs for the medium and low income earners, which brought about inclusiveness. We saw the Indoke, Agri, Marine Base estates, the Borokiri layout phase 1, phase 2, and phase 3, the Ibuche housing estate, which was a site and service program, Rumi Bekwe and Lekoya, to mention just a few, including Egol Island, also a site and service program. All of these have mostly been on housing and urban infrastructure. Government response to the issues of inclusiveness and access to meet with the World Cities Day goals have been outlined in various steps, beginning with Port Harcourt, the capital city, to other areas. These are massive urban renewal programs that have been carried out by the present government, because of course we know over time we had the programs were mostly centered on housing and the infrastructure, and we know that the infrastructure has been impacted upon mostly because of the overpopulation and overcrowdedness. Traffic jams have come in. We saw cases of pressure on the existing infrastructure, especially on the roads and water. Therefore, the need for the upgrade of the urban roads, and we've seen within the city of Port Harcourt, we now have a zero potholes in the city of Port Harcourt with the coming of this government and the flyovers that are being constructed. We also have seen roads from Port Harcourt to other urban centers being constructed. At this point, let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Yamda gbanantan 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 we dangenu akilozi an poro dumelo ale dumpiane akura coronavirus ena adapsira lo ale ayalo ena idabdo kumalo coronavirus dap ayiro temakumalo piano odabaro dodo kasi bon bogi ale eregenu odabaro lo poro dumelo dap ayiro lo ale ne ale lo da abaro su ababu da abaro den da abaro bion da abaro egan da baroton ep me si de otemason nason obonten onge kagarabe esiamia buloa nason au agalo ken eserepiogi danange ko pie neba ere lo dumelo dab lele melo ale oi lua namane ale ne abe lebu dona dumelo bueparo coronavirus dab afe sonako coronavirus be pia e onge be nekmana be Ogra lo zine dap tema lo poro dumelo medo bobo ne. Suanko coronavirus na ere boa. Nko donason. Mwa de sa suanko coronavirus na ere boa. Piena uga. Doken I lido anya. I dap mwa de sa mwako I ere lo dumelo. Le ane lo esu no beke. Nunga ba a dedene son. Lo ba a lere. Lo ba a lere. Donan nu o dap do na e mwako o ton a lo ne a e ere lo poro dumelo. Ale ne loye a dume. Mweko o subabu logone. Owa a logone uwa lo. Le o dab tonto tonage. Me bari ekbega idum.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio. And my name is Tamplana Tonte Joseph Davis. I've been speaking on the topic World Cities Day 2020. Before the short break, we were on the roads that have been carried out by this present government, which we are seeing the flyovers and others, and then the roads from Port Harcourt to the other urban centers outside the city of Port Harcourt. Of course, we know Port Harcourt has been known as a one city state. We have seen some of the roads, the Sakmenwa Bori Road. We have also seen the Port Harcourt Woji Alode Transwoji Road. We have seen the Unity Road that is that up to Pobo Road. These roads deal with inclusiveness by bringing goods and services from the inner city, inner urban areas, to and from Port Harcourt. These responses have the ability to improve the livelihood of city dwellers. It also have the ability to reduce inequality of dwellers, because these present interventions will reduce unemployment. It will also improve the landscape of the city and communities and bring about beauty and aesthetics, thereby meeting the goal of the theme for the year, adding value in cities and communities. Yes, the government has done well in the provision of this urban infrastructure, but for us, there is need to go back to the core of urban development, which is planning. Port Harcourt City started with plans and stopped at the GROs. Today, we have informal settlements springing up here and there everywhere, within the city. There is also the need for collaboration with all stakeholders to continue on the path of planning, which will ensure sustained inclusiveness. It will also facilitate business activities within the city and even the other urban centers that are springing up, and will also reduce crime. You agree with me that in the planned areas, it is almost near difficult for you to commit a crime and not caught, because once something happens somewhere, somebody will be held responsible. But with the informal settlements that are springing up here and there, and without plans, we'll be having this increase in crime within the city and the community. It will also reduce cost of city management. We know that planning, for now, most of the agencies carry out a lot of urban development activities. Development control, that is the major thing they do. And you spend so much money on development control, but with planning comes less expenditure on control. You plan so that you control less. The theme for the year will be valuing our cities and communities will be met. As we have been told, the topic for this year, adding value in cities and our communities, cannot only be achieved by the government alone. There are roles the communities will also play. There are roles the development partners, the professionals and built environment, and other stakeholders, even the market women, the transporters and all that will play to ensure that the goal for the year is achieved. And most of them, in particular, as we want to mention, some of them will be to obey the city management tools. The role of government is to come up with plans. The role of government is to come up with the tools with which the cities will be managed in order to have inclusiveness in city dwelling. And some of them are regulations and laws. We have seen over time, because if you know how Port Harcourt started, from the township to the Dube area, which we have mentioned earlier, and at point when Port Harcourt got to GRA, planning clearly stopped. We began to see people push into the community, core community areas, and they were developing without plans. It is time for the communities, even as they are selling, to ensure that they come up with plans. They don't need to wait for government, but they can come up with their own sector plans, plans that they could come up with as small as they are, and partner with the government. All the government will be doing at that point is to ensure that they have these various plans layer over layer, so that there will be connectivity between one plan to the other to ensure that there is flow. Now, this is what the communities are supposed to do. Then the built environment, we want to ensure that the professionals in the built environment, the surveyors, the architects, the planners, there are a lot of things that are happening out there. We have a lot of small pockets of monkey plans that are being done. No, when a developer, a community engages you, you also tell them, no, this is against the laws and the regulations. You ensure that you come up with the survey, it is registered with the government, plans are done. So our government is in the know. It is only when you have such plans, government is aware, that government can begin to come into such areas and begin to bring about a sustained development. We have so many areas today that are flood prone. Why? Because there are no plans. People are building on top of floodplains. People are building on top of drainages and all that. At the end of the day, it comes back to the community. It comes back to the city. Before now, we didn't have anything that like flooding the city of Port Harcourt. But today, we have massive flooding here and there. The moment it drops, we have flooding because of runoffs and all that. So it is time for the community, because the theme is adding value to cities and community. Government is doing their own. The communities and the city dwellers also must have their own roles to play. And that role must be emphasized, and in fact overemphasized here, so that at the end, we have a city that is called Port Harcourt, and the other urban cities that are coming up, springing up here and there, that will be flowing, a city that will be aesthetically beautiful and livable by everyone that is living within that city. Let's go on another short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm an apple. You was your be tongue some FMA bate. Me was your be mere and a coronavirus. Coronavirus, me, ane, wa bracket lama bay, bokona, igbigina, jai jana te brake lama barai bo, brake lama te, wa brake wamne torong bo, bibi berry, lama bebe, ane wa laba. Coronavirus, me, olona, ojo frena, piki ine inyosra mie anike buari. Obi goyege goye yana wara, koma, mi coronavirus, me, sita itobi, ani goye yana, ani komo, piki dumo duma, ende wake nimi bebara. Mi obime anisike olona mayana duai akom na negem ane kombo brake lamam ane ane ena kpekim ane laba barba engere ina nike iweni ende preba obi ibu emite coronavirus me elam bebe idu mobiya trere omongi wapeke ane kom ane ana yanam ibo duware som tobra mia koma coronavirus me walabia osonke sikopela brake ebra sekre maburo Mira perena, piki olomoloma bo obu sikima. Tombike tomi peridu mo onwe ekon. Odokote, wa misi obimeke jumo jumo prema. Eyamena, ebu erem, eyolar, ofre gba enwarari. Ekwe foko foko, eyosera bebe. Sake fama mate, ebu mye pakamake, eyarare be anubama wepre. Ibisaki yemye anese ni buromam.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day,
with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and my name is Tonte Davis, Town Planner. I have been speaking on the topic valuing our cities, our communities and cities, which is the theme for this year's World Cities Day, October 31st. In summary, what we have said here is that the World Cities Day is geared towards a sustainable urban development around the world, addressing challenges of the urban areas and contributing towards a livable urban center. We have talked on what the government has done over time, the colonial era up until now, the interventions of government to ensure that the city is livable. We have also looked at the challenges, and we have seen how the growth pattern has been within the city of Port Harcourt. Of course, Port Harcourt was the only city we had, and the growth of Port Harcourt came about the need for the transportation of goods from Enugu and other places to Port Harcourt by rail to ensure that they are freight out of Nigeria. And with that came the ports. And today, we don't have that port again. We want to believe that the federal government will do something to bring back that port. But that port was what caused this population increase in the city. And not just the port, but also as at the 1960s came the movement of Shell from Owerri to Port Harcourt. This brought about the massive rural urban population moving to Port Harcourt. And today we have all seen the challenges: overpopulation, traffic jams here and there, and with the government interventions which initially took place in the areas of housing to accommodate the massive population that is moving into Port Harcourt, we saw that over time the streets are no longer good enough for the number of vehicles that are coming in. And so this government must be commended with the massive urban renewal program they have done, ensuring that the roads are wider. But going forward, if we must have a city that is livable for both not just government and others, then every stakeholder must put his hands on deck. We have talked about the stakeholders ensuring that the right things are done. There are other government agencies like the Greater Port Harcourt Civil Authority, the Minister of Physical Plan and Urban Development, the Minister of Lands, the Survey General's Office, and all that. Everything you want to do before you carry out any development, from the survey down to the planning, up to the implementation of the plans and management of that area, these government agencies are out there to assist you. You go there, you get the required information, the data you need are all there. And if we can do this, we believe that we'll have a livable city that will ensure and add value to our communities and the cities in Port Harcourt. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Reeve Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Reeve Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reeveethics@gmail.com. The Reeve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.